Thanks, Gavin. Apple and Ireland are still making the news this morning after Tuesday's US Senate hearing and yesterday's summit in Brussels on tax. For their views, we're joined by the man responsible for naming Ireland the Celtic Tiger, Barclays' Kevin Gardner, and Web Summit founder Paddy Cosgrave. Kevin Gardner of Barclays, you've been looking at Ireland for years. How much of our past economic success was down to the fact that companies like Apple came here in the first place?
Well, foreign direct investment was a very big part of the Irish growth story, and that was attracted not by the subsidiary tax issues, which are causing difficulties at the moment, but really by the low rate of mainstream corporation tax. My guess is that whatever issues are going to be resolved going forwards to do with where companies are registered and where their tax residence lies, as long as the centre of gravity of their economic performance, if you like, remains within Ireland, the Irish mainstream corporate tax is what matters, and I don't think that's going to disappear. So I think foreign direct investment will stay a big part of the Irish story.
How much of their coming here do you think the tax still is?
I think the mainstream rate of tax probably is still pretty important. It's not the only driver. And one of the things that I think politicians across the rest of the European area often forget is that the fact that Ireland has a well-educated, flexible and English-speaking workforce helps tremendously for a US company looking to establish a toehold in Europe.
Now, we've the older giants here like Apple, IBM, Intel, Dell and Hewlett-Packard, but Ireland is still able to attract overseas firms, Yahoo, Google, Amazon being the bigger ones, and to the smaller HubSpots, Dropbox, Zendex and Wonga. Web Summit founder Paddy Cosgrave, why are they coming here, the smaller ones?
I think there are a range of reasons. I think tax is certainly one reason, but I increasingly think there are other reasons that are far more important. I think now you've got a huge cluster effect. When Apple came here all those years ago, there weren't a huge number of other technology companies here. Now, fast forward 20, 30 years, and you have dozens and dozens of companies. So if I'm a fast-growing technology company moving from Silicon Valley to a location in Europe, one of the biggest challenges is hiring the kind of requisite talent to build out my organization or my European headquarters. And I think in Dublin, because of Google and Facebook and a number of others, there's a huge pool of talent that are ready to hire, and Dropbox and Twitter have done that.
And what effect do you think the attention Ireland in the light of this Apple tax business is getting will mean for other firms that are thinking about going to Ireland, Israel, Berlin? Do you know, what's the difference?
So I think in one sense it's negative. It's never a good thing because it draws the ire of international politicians, especially some of our European colleagues. But in another sense, it draws incredible attention by placing us on the front of business pages around the world. And, you know, a lot of business people and CEOs worth their salt and CFOs will start to look at Ireland in a new way. We're a small country, and I don't think we get the type of coverage we're getting over the last few days. And sometimes that's a positive thing.
And to these very small companies that come here with their small European HQ down in the IFSC or in the Grand Canal Plaza, they know about the low rate of corporation tax. But will this attention from the Apple business give them hopes of other deals from the Irish government attracting them to come here?
Oh, I'm sure some of them would love the opportunity, but many of these companies aren't actually in the position that Apple are. They're not making the incredible profits yet, or anywhere close that Apple are. Some of them are actually still pre-revenue, so they're it's early days yet for a lot of these companies.
And Kevin Gardner, what do you think the effect of all of this attention will be?
Well, so just hearing it, it's not going to help at the margin, but I think it's not going to turn away the big, well-established companies which are already in Ireland. So we're just hearing, I agree that clustering effect is tremendously important. It's not just in the IT area that it's important to. So it's not going to help, but I don't think it's going to turn around the big picture, which for me is that the Irish economy is probably one of the better placed for recovery across the Eurozone.
How do you think that recovery is going?
Very, very slowly, but less painfully, believe it or not, than is the case in some of the other peripheral economies. And I know domestic incomes, consumer spending haven't yet felt the benefits, but you can see already that inward investment sector, the exporting sector, has stabilised, and Irish GDP is flatlining, creeping up a little, whereas much of the rest of the Eurozone is actually still shrinking.
And very briefly, Kevin Gardner, it used to be the Celtic Tiger. Do you have a new name for us?
No, I certainly don't. I think once is enough. I'm very lucky to have been able to call that. Remember, it had nothing to do with house prices, cheap credit. It had a lot to do with this inward investment. I think going forward, Ireland doesn't need any more cliches.
Okay, Kevin Gardner of Barclays and Web Summit founder Paddy Cosgrave, thank you. And Paddy and colleagues are going to be ringing the NASDAQ bell at the next Web Summit, putting Ireland on the map, even more so for the small firms that the Web Summit already attracts here. For now, on the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.28.36 and 85.5 pence sterling.